You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offers steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Liza, Parachute, California Designed In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So, head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners, who are heading on over to strshare.com. sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can celebrate you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we're sharing at Snow Place Like Home, and that's Snow, S-N-O-W. Isn't that cute? Snow Place Like Home _Sugar, because they are on Sugar Mountain. Now, one thing I want all of you to check out, I want you to go to their account in their link. They have a few of them. They have their booking.com, their Vrbo, their Airbnb. But the two that I want to call out that were, I just think, so smart and sales and marketing savvy of this account. They were featured in both NC Mountain Traveler and the Asheville Travel Guides. And one of them I know for sure because I saw it in the post. The feature by the NC Mountain Traveler was a paid promotion, paid partnership. Smart, okay? And I'm sure maybe the Asheville Travel Guide might be the same. So I do not want you to underestimate, for instance, this North Carolina Mountain Traveler, this account has 27,000 followers. This is a way that they can utilize specifically the people on this account. It's for the North Carolina Mountain Traveler. It's targeted. It's smart.
It's very niche. That's great.
Very niche. I thought that was just such a smart thing. Like, we have got to start thinking, how can we market ourselves? And then the next one, the travel guide of Asheville. You guys, 154,000. And you better believe, think about it. This is the travel guide to Asheville. So smart. They're in the area. They are going to the resources that people are looking for. All right. And this is one of those things that you might not be able to, you know, not might not, you're not going to be able to exactly gauge all of the impressions that you're getting, the actual reservations. But as business owners, we need to be marketing ourselves and we need to get creative. And I just want to say, I have not seen this too much. And I think this is a great thing. I want everybody to try. There is a local publication that would be happy to do something with you. And mostly you could do something free, but then also ask them what those paid opportunities are. Okay. So well done. And I just think that we all need to focus on how are we going to up-level our marketing moving forward.
It's a great example of thinking outside the box. And I think Annette, so many times hosts look for only free opportunities, and I get it. But if paid is going to unlock, whether they're email addresses or relationships or exposure that can result in bookings immediately, I mean, that's a win in my book. All right, let's move on to today's show. If you want another idea on how to stand out from your competitors without spending, speaking of spending money, thousands on consultants or data tools, then we have a hack that will help you do just that. So in today's episode, we're showing you how to shop your competition using ChatGPT or an AI bot like ChatGPT, the same way professional revenue managers analyze markets.
Before we get too nerdy with AI, we have to define what your competitive set is, okay? So a comp set, for short, shorting competitive set, is the group of listings you directly compete with in your market.
But Annette, my property is special.
No.
I don't have competitors.
You have competitors, but there's a key here. Directly compete with. We see so many people putting way too many random things in their competitive set, okay? It needs to be the same general location, the similar property size. When I say property size too, if you're a two-bedroom, two-bath, you want to compare against a two-bedroom, two-bath, not a four-bedroom, two-bath or a one-bedroom, two-bath, okay? So the same property size, comparable amenities, and a similar nightly rate range, all right? So you don't want to go wild with this comp set. You really want to make sure you're keeping it tight.
So think, if a guest didn't book your place, whose did they book instead? And this is where I might blow your mind, okay? I actually heard this from another educator in our space who we really respect, and he's really into data. So if you're one of those people who are like, well, my place is really unique, I don't have competitors. Well, first of all, if you don't have competitors, then how do you know there's demand? So why did you open up in the first place? Okay, so that's one thing to think about. If you opened up your property, maybe you thought there was a void, but is that because there's a void because there are other people in your market who aren't doing this one thing that you wanted to do? Well, those other people, they are your competitors, especially if you're in a very small market. But also, when you go to an OTA and you search your marketplace, what other properties does Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever else OTA, what other properties do they populate? Because Airbnb is also saying, for whatever reason, that shopper should consider those other properties. And you'll notice when you do that, like if you were to go into, even if you went niche, Airbnb will serve up properties that aren't necessarily in your neighborhood, or they might be 20 or 30 minutes away, but you better believe if they're serving it up, for some reason, they think that property is a good fit for that shopper. Because at the end of the day, Airbnb and all the other OTAs, they want that shopper to book. So if you feel like you don't have a competitor in your area, at least do that. Go to your marketplace, put in your area, put in how many bedrooms and bathrooms your place has, and see who else the OTAs serve up
to your potential guest.
Yes. So understanding your comp set matters because Airbnb's algorithm and your future guests are comparing you to them, not the whole platform, but to specific properties. And it's your job to figure out who they are.
Okay, let's get excited because now we're going to show you our three-step workflow that we use, and you can do this today to shop those competitors using ChatGPT. So step one, you are going to pick the 3 to 5 top performing competitors in your area. And listen, I don't want you to get salty right here. You want to get excited about this because you are going to use the data to help you improve. So when you look for those listings, you want to look for listings with strong occupancy,
lots of reviews, because this is where we're going to be extracting the data and those similar amenities. Step two, we are going to copy their reviews, not their listing descriptions at all. We want to know what real guests are saying. And you can do this. Hopefully you can pull like 50 to 100 reviews across those listings. That's why you want to find comp sets with a lot of reviews, because we are going to focus on the words like loved, wish, didn't have, frustrating. We are going to look at both the positive and the negative here. So we definitely want to make sure that we're pulling a really good database of reviews. And then step three, all of those reviews that you've copied, we are going to paste them into ChatGPT with a prompt like this. Analyze these Airbnb guest reviews and tell me what guests consistently loved, what guests consistently disliked or mentioned as missing, which amenities or details made the biggest impact on satisfaction. I hope you're excited, okay? Because this is what's so amazing. ChatGPT will summarize all of this. This is going to save you hours upon hours of manual review and, quite frankly, data analysis that I don't think you or I could do, even if we spent hours and hours and hours doing it. This is like getting a professional market research report very quickly and for free.
I'm going to sweeten the deal too, Annette.
Okay.
What I've done is our mentor gave us a prompt genie, because the AI that you get out when you ask it a question is only as good as the prompt you get it. If you were to give it the prompt that Annette just shared with you here, what guests loved, consistently disliked or mentioned as missing, which amenities or details made the biggest impact, it would give you okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to take it a step further, because we really want you to do this and get really juicy results. So if you go to the show notes, I have a prompt that will give you a really great output when you copy and paste all the reviews into your AI bot. So go ahead, go get that prompt. That way you'll copy the prompt, you'll paste the prompt into your AI, and then you'll paste all of the reviews from your comps. And the output that it gives you is going to be so crystal clear and juicy. You're going to have so much to work with on these next steps. All right, so now that we have that really great output from the prompt that we gave you and you copy and pasting all of those reviews.
And you're doing an excellent job on creating your comp set.
Right, because garbage in, garbage out. So we have to have good comp sets, right? So here's where most people stop, though. They look at the data and they say, okay, now what? And they get frustrated or they
get overwhelmed,
and they move on. But you're going to use this to make money. All right, so use number one. We want you to improve your listing copy. Pull guest phrases straight from reviews. Here is what most people don't do. They don't think like a marketer. You need to use the words that customers in that marketplace are saying to attract other people in that market to book with them, okay? So if guests say, we love the outdoor fire pit for evening wine, highlight your fire pit exactly that way, right? Match the language of demand. That's how you connect emotionally, and that's how you boost conversions.
Mm-hmm. And that's like when you're looking at these reviews and you see over and over again with your competition, people are mentioning the fire pit. That's why you want to make sure that you are highlighting it in your listing.
And sometimes we're so close to mm-hmm. our property. You think the guest is going to love that coffee station, but as you're reading your reviews, it's like
no one said anything about it.
No one said anything about it. They're obsessed with the fire pit, and that's where you need to like. And then, of course, you don't know your competitors' amenities like you know your own. So, what travelers like about your competitors too—that is really good information for your own property and your own listing.
Use number two: we're going to prioritize amenity investments. This is where we're using the, if we saw people were frustrated or didn't have, if you see that in your competitors' reviews consistently, maybe people were frustrated that they didn't have blackout curtains. Maybe they were talking about the bed or a workspace or the type of seating that they have. Use that to analyze where your next dollar should go. What do you see guests are, I'm just going to say, complaining about, wish they had, and get ahead of it. Don't wait until you have someone frustrated in your review. Learn from these frustrating or didn't have reviews so you can stack the deck in your favor faster. This is like, should be so exciting to you because this is the stuff that's going to move the needle. You are letting these guests who've already paid to stay with these other hosts highlight what they thought was missing. Now, I know that we go back and forth all the time of like, what should I invest in? What shouldn't I invest in? And it's like, go through. Is anybody we talk to hosts all the time. They want to talk about, should I redo my kitchen? Should I redo my bathroom? Go through these reviews and see, are people talking about kitchen and bathrooms? Are they talking about these other smaller amenities that you could literally knock out today with a trip to Target or an Amazon order? So I want us to kind of bring this back and let's see how we can move the needle.
Use 3, build your brand position. So you might notice trends from your competitors' reviews where they say things like, this was really great for groups, or hey, this was really awesome for families. Okay, use that insight to position your listing, either by leaning in to one of those categories or intentionally differentiating. Because here's what I will share with you. When you are so close to your property and you've poured so much money and time into making it what it is, the thought of focusing on a certain group of travelers, you feel like, well, I don't want to discount anyone from not being it being right for them. I don't want to alienate certain travelers. I want to be perfect for everyone. But by being perfect for everyone, you're really perfect for no one.
Yeah. We had someone recently who called into our hosting hotline, used this term, and it was so amazing. Shout out, Emily. You know, if you confuse, you lose. So you don't want to confuse people. Wait, is this a great for couples or is this great for multi-generational families or groups? Like, seriously, when you confuse, you lose. People get decision fatigue. You need to dial them in. This is the spot for them.
So use the output of the AI when you find out, how can I position myself in my marketplace, whether it's leaning into something like, oh, my competitor, they've had a few reviews where people say this is great for families, but they're not leaning into that in their description or in their photos or in their amenities. But you know what? My place actually is kind of similar to them in these areas. Let me go all in on being great for families and make sure that you're highlighting the things that make you great for families. Position your photos in a way, position your copy and your description in a way that leads with that, okay? Or differentiate. So if there's a lot of great for families in your marketplace and you have a smaller, more intimate, cozy setting, lean into being great for couples retreats or small getaways where you can get work done, like whatever that remote work, whatever that means to you, try to think outside the box and really put your marketing hat on.
This is where we want you to use ChatGPT in your favor as your market analyst. Firms would charge thousands and thousands of dollars to do exactly this kind of analysis for you. So reading the reviews, spotting the trends, and you can do this from the comfort of your own home.
Oh yeah, you can.
$0.
And with this ChatGPT workflow, you can do it yourself every quarter to stay ahead of your competitors. And I'll challenge you to do this. Do it with your own reviews too.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Absolutely.
Because you, again, we actually right now have a guest in house who has really challenged me from a hospitality standpoint. But if I take my emotion out of it and I position it in a way where, hey, if I really looked at her words in a silo of no emotion, could I step up our property even more?
Absolutely.
Even if her demands or her requests are kind of out there. The answer is yes.
And what's so great too about this saving you thousands and thousands of dollars, when you look at your guests' reviews, you're never going to be able to have that many people come through your doors.
Right.
So you're now stacking the deck of like, okay, now let's say I had another 150 reservations. Again, you can get ahead of what might be happening before you welcome that guest into your home. So you want to just use all of that as powerful knowledge of more and more and more and more guests that you would never be able to fit in your calendar year, but you know exactly the people that are coming to your market, what they're looking for, and how other hosts are either crushing it or missing the mark.
It's the kind of data that most hosts, they just never even look at. And it's the kind of data that leads to higher conversion and more 5-star reviews,
which in the end will be more profit for you.
So the best part of all of this, again, is that you're not guessing anymore. You're building decisions on what your guests and your competitors' guests actually value. Let us know. Try it out.
Do the work.
What did you learn?
Do the work.
Do the work. Honestly, that's today's HSA, host service announcement. Do the work. We see a lot of hosts just, what is it called when your kiddo doesn't want to do the work? They kind of like throw like this, like, not a tantrum, I guess, but just that discomfort.
They're pouty. Whiny.
We've had some pouty hosts in our circle, and I get it. It's not easy. But if it was easy, everyone would do it and everyone would succeed, and they just don't. So with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.